Dave Moore
on Today FM.
We met in person, didn't we?
We did, yeah. You were in my radio studio, yeah, for House of Guinness.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. A lot of reaction to that, which I want to get to in a while. But listen, another world created, another phenomenal set of storylines. Congratulations on 1,000 Blows.
Thank you. It's great. I'm really pleased with it.
My timelines are a bit confused. Were you creating this around the same time as you were creating House of Guinness, or were they totally separate?
No, this was before. I mean, we shot series one and two of this together, back to back.
So I heard today, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, I can't remember, I'm no good with dates, but it was quite a while before Guinness.
Right, okay. And do you ever get tired and want to just take a break, Steve?
Well, I do take, right. I think it's that I'm quite, sounds ridiculous. If I start something, it just happens.
Right, okay.
And it can happen quite quickly. And so I don't feel, and the other thing is I love doing it.
That's the key, isn't it?
So it's not like waking up and going, oh, I got to get down and write this bloody thing. You know, it's not that at all. I love it. And it's sometimes I have to stop myself.
Oh, actually force yourself to have a break. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's great fun.
So Birmingham for Peaky, Dublin for Guinness, London for Blows. Was any of those worlds harder to kind of visualize or create than any others?
I think not really, because what you're doing is creating that city in your head.
Mm.
A lot of research, a lot of very brilliant people showing you lots of photos, which helps. So you get a feel, and it really does help to see visuals of the place where you're going to be locating.
Of
this
course,
thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it feels like they're walking around on clouds, you know. But to have specific buildings, specific places is really essential. Birmingham I sort of knew, and I watched a lot of that Birmingham being demolished in the 60s and 70s. Bits of this part of London exist, and you can get a feel for it. But in this particular case, what really helped was that, you know, it's a nice big production. So Disney built Wapping on the banks of the Thames.
Wow.
And it actually, you know, I want to live there. It's an amazing thing. Part of it is real buildings that were part of an old brewery.
Right.
That huge scale. The rest is they built it. But what it means is the actors can walk down the street, turn left, go into the pub, walk through the pub, go up the steps and go into a bedroom. And it's all real.
Wow. You know,
I know, there's no cutting in between. So I suppose if you're asking about, you know, what was easiest, what in terms of the actual production, to have that world built in one place really makes a difference.
I'd say so. And Mary Carr, like a real life person. I mean, so as so many of the characters in this particular show are based on a similar in House of Guinness. Do you love that? Do you love being able to take, because if my research is right, I don't think Sugar or Mary or Hezekiah might have necessarily been in exactly the same place at the same time, but you've put them all together.
Yeah, I mean, what happened, Hannah came to me with the story of Hezekiah Moscow, true story of someone, a young man who comes to London to become a lion tamer and becomes a heavyweight champion of the world. So that's an irresistible story.
Yeah.
For a long time, I'd wanted to do the 40 Elephants story because, again, it's true, the Mary Carr, you know, the madness that is 40 Elephants, of a gang of women who go into really expensive department stores and just rip the place up and steal everything they can.
So
you know, and that was happening at the same time in London. You know, there is no evidence that they didn't meet.
Gotcha. That's the nice way of looking at it.
Exactly. But also, because Hezekiah and the Goodsons were bare knuckle boxers in the East End, I find it very difficult to believe that they didn't. And they definitely would have known about each other because they were prominent in their world. So they definitely would have had encounters.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, last time we did speak, we were there together in the room and I asked you about Bond and you completely NDA'd me, and that's absolutely fine. But have we moved on in time now, Stephen? Is there anything you can breadcrumb me along with?
I can't say. The only thing I can say is I'm having a fantastic time.
That's got to be a good ingredient. I'll leave you with one very... I tell bad jokes on radio show. I'll leave you with one terrible Cockney joke. You ready for this? You can use this in season 3 if you want.
I will.
Do you know what a propaganda is? It's when a Cockney has a right close look at something. Propaganda.
Okay, that's in.
Yeah, right. You're a kind man, Stephen. Thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate it.
See you
soon. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.